This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do. It is a session of sanity. You know, a break. Well, actually, no, there's a lot of insanity. We report on a lot of insanity. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Right? Don't just sit there thinking you got it all figured out. You don't really need anybody else's input. Because you do. I do too. That's why we have chat rooms up. We have chat rooms up. We have ways for you to communicate with us. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I try to answer them during the show, or at least try to answer the issues during the show. And the other way is, you know, text messaging. We love when you get in touch with us. You know, let us know how to get the information to you, how to let you know when we're coming on the air, what the issues we're going to be discussing, the people we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, we have another indictment coming down in the Trump investigation. At least they'd like you to believe that. And to try to weave this thing so it looks like, sounds like, feels like it has something to do with the Trump team in the beginning of the campaign. Reality, it really has nothing to do with it. Russian lawyer connected to the Trump Tower meeting, along with Don Jr. and Jared Kushner, has been indicted, not them, the Russian lawyer. Now, the indictment comes in an unrelated case. So, according to reports, according to other news outlets, not the main ones, this has nothing to do with the Mueller case, whatever. Now, Russian attorney Natalia, right, Vendelikaskaya, Natalia, how about we go there, right? Who was at the center of the controversy in 2016 Trump Tower meeting, was charged in a federal court with obstruction of justice in connection to a civil money laundering and forfeiture case. Not in the Trump Tower case. Not colluding with the Russians. You know, not bringing the right people in so the Trump campaign could talk with them to try to get done what they were trying to get done. None of that. None of it. This is involving a Russian tax refund fraud scheme. Now, Natalia, is that her name? Yeah, Natalia, represented Cyprus-based real estate holdings company Prevazon Holdings. Now, in a money laundering lawsuit brought by the Justice Department, in the case, the government sought to prove that Natalia's clients had received and laundered a portion of proceeds of a Russian tax refund involving corrupt Russian officials. Federal prosecutors in New York. Now, see, think about this. Some of these Russian officials were the same Russian officials they tried to tell you was tied to Trump's campaign when it wasn't. Federal prosecutors in New York Southern District said on Tuesday that Natalia submitted to the court an intentionally misleading declaration in opposition to a government motion The motion, according to the SDNY, presented supposed investigative findings by Russian government. Findings purportedly exonerated her clients. But it was a false pretense. It was a false statement. The fraud seems to be systematic and a disadvantage to legitimate businesses in America and elsewhere. The indictment also calls into question her credibility in regarding to statements she makes surrounding the alleged meeting at Trump Tower. See, again, when you heard the headlines, I think it was yesterday and got overshadowed by the president's speech. When you hear these headlines, another indictment in the Trump Tower case, it really has nothing to do with the Trump Tower case. Because she was a Trump Tower lawyer or something along those lines, or was involved in, and nobody really even knows what she was involved with, all of a sudden that's an issue, that's a problem. And they're going to somehow try to tie that into, well, it's got the Trump name on it, so of course it's collusion, right? Just craziness. This isn't a lighthearted story, but this is one of those. He is totally on the other side of the aisle. And apparently, maybe they don't like him. I don't know. But Al Roker, right? I mean, like, how old is he? Like 180? He's been around forever. The meteorologist for, is it ABC, NBC, one of those? NBC. But he was fired for saying a racial slur. Don't you think he should get a chance to apologize? Right? I mean, seriously. He's on NBC's Today Show. Technically, I guess he's a co-host. He said he believes a meteorologist who was fired for saying a racial slur should get a second chance, or people at the Today Show, to apologize. The NBC affiliate WHEC chief meteorologist Jeremy Capel was fired after he described a New York park named after Martin Luther King Jr. as Martin Luther Coon Park on a Friday evening broadcast. Now, he said it probably was a flub, an unfortunate flub. Now let's get clear in case I screwed you up, because I screwed me up. Al Roker wasn't fired. An NBC meteorologist was fired. Al, who was a black man, says that the other meteorologist, Jeremy Capel or whatever, should be allowed to apologize. Right? Here's a black man willing to give a white guy a chance to set the record straight. And they're not having it. Amazing. I wonder if it was the other way around. Just ask him. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting involved any way you can. Listen, get involved. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Capital TRS in the subject line. That will let me know that you're not trying to sell me something. That you actually have a request, a message, whatever. All right. I want to get on this because there's so many stupid things happening. I want to get out some of these stories. The GOP, I don't know, we should probably change that, like the GOC, right? The grand old cowards, something like that. I don't know. There are a bunch of, well, there's a couple of senators now that are challenging Trump on the shutdown strategy. And, you know, the only way to beat a bully is to be a bully. Giving him a hug and a kiss doesn't help. But you got a couple of Senate Republicans. They're challenging President Trump on a strategy and want him to end the 19-day shutdown. They say, you know, it's harming federal workers, it's harming the economy, the whole nine yards. So apparently, he can't rely on them to have his back, can he? They're worried about their re-elections. Well, let me tell you what, you go against a president in this one, you won't have to worry about your re-election. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, looks like she's going to face a tough re-election in the state. Presidential nominee for Hillary, you know, Hillary Clinton won that one in 2016. She said that she asked Trump to consider a bipartisan compromise that would give certain immigrants, known as dreamers, a path to citizenship. Because, you know, the Dems have always been honest in negotiation, haven't they? They've already lived up to their side. They've always lived up to their side of the bargain, haven't they? She says, I suggest we take a look at the package that we put together last February and brought to the floor as a possible compromise, Collins said. Now, here's the problem with this. Pelosi said nothing. She's not willing to give at all. Not an inch, not one iota. How is that a negotiation? That's dictating. That's not negotiation. Then you got Senator Murkowski of Alaska. She warned the president that the shutdown is having an impact on industries in her state, especially the ones that depend on the federal regulations such as fishing. When government is shut down, there are consequences, and people are starting to feel those consequences. She said, I address the things that are very local to us. It's not just those who don't receive federal paychecks on Friday, but there are other consequences for these services that are utilized for the federal government. Again, she went back to, you know, if you need to get a fish scale certified, if you can, you know, if you need products delivered after they've been approved, it's hard to do without federal employees. Collins and Murkowski have bucked Trump and their party before, but the president also heard worries from other voices. Senator James Lankford out of Oklahoma, he's a leading moral voice in a conference, spoke of the hardships faced by federal workers, according to a Republican source familiar with the meeting. So somebody in there, shouldn't be giving out this information, number one. Number two is, look, I know, this is going to make me sound really cold. But if you lose a few paychecks, so be it. Again, I'm going to go back to, what did our founding fathers lose? What did they give up? What kind of fight did they do? During the Civil War, what did people give up? What kind of fights did they have? The stuff they really believed in. Do you really believe that we have a border issue? Do you really believe that we need to secure the southern border? Look, many of you federal workers, you have savings accounts. You have accounts you can borrow against. You have 401k plans. You can borrow against those. You've got a job. Take out a temporary loan. Go see mommy and daddy. There are we. So you may have to work out a little bit. You may have to suffer a little bit. Maybe you can't have date night for a couple more weeks. I don't know what to tell you. But I want you to think about what we give up if we give in. I want you to think about how the Democrat, well, Pelosi and Schumer especially, how they will tout this victory. I'm telling you, they're sitting there hoping that we cave like we always do. They're presuming that we're going to give in at some point in time and give them what they want, and they're going to do more than a victory dance. They're going to rub it in. They're going to throw it out on every news channel there is. In a CNN interview, Lankford, Senator James Lankford out of Oklahoma, said that any agreement on the border security must include specific funding for a border wall or a physical pedestrian barrier of some kind. You can't say we're going to do everything with technology. He said it just doesn't work that way, and he's right. You can't stop it all with technology. Look at what they're doing at the wall. Look at the damage they've already... Look, first of all, these are people that come here illegally. They break the law in Mexico. They're trying to break the law in America. They're ripping down American fences, property that isn't theirs. They're tearing up properties in people's backyard. I mean, I've read so many stories. It's driving me nuts that we're not even talking about the damage that's being done to private property, and nobody cares. I wonder how Nancy Pelosi would feel if we just dropped a bunch of these people on the beach in front of her house. What do you think? We give them pup tents and stuff. Senator Marco Rubio said that his colleagues expressed concern about the impact and what it's having on federal workers. About 25% of the federal government has been shut down or hobbled since funding expired on December 22nd. Think about that. 25% of the government. And if we're getting along without the, I'm not saying they should lose their jobs. That's not what I'm saying. But shouldn't we be looking at some of these departments? If we can do it without these people and stuff is still getting done, we're still spending money like crazy. What was it, $8 million a day? Some ridiculous amount of money? Senate Republicans, to a big degree, are hesitant to undercut Trump. Good. I hope he has them afraid, or somewhat afraid anyway. There appears to be no chance for now that they would seek to override the White House. Only a handful of Senate Republicans have said they would back a measure to reopen the government without funding for the wall. Those people should be voted out. See, I understand that it's going to take technology and the wall and a physical barrier. Can't do without a physical barrier. President Trump is right. You look at Israel, you look at other countries that have walls up. We had a Vatican. How do you think they protect themselves? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Site. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Republicans are totally unified.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to finish building the border wall. He speaks with reporters on Capitol Hill, saying Republicans are unified.
We want border security. We want safety for our country.
Later, the president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters after the meeting,
the president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all. The president calmly said, I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I almost feel like I have to whisper that one, right, on this song, the way this song plays out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I appreciate the time you spend involved in the conversation and just so much that you can. I mean, so many other shows you can be listening to that you've tuned in here makes me feel good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back at it. We were talking about the weenie Senate Republicans that might try to pull away from this getting the border wall. And when you look at, you know, again, some of the people trying to back out of this, some of them are hesitant to fight it through. Senate Republican Whip John Thune said that he's open to finding a broader immigration compromise to reopen the government, but he would not support reopening the government while the talks go on. Why? Because you can't trust the Democrats. We've been through this with them before. We've been through these compromises, these deals, pass this, then this, pass that, then this, and it never works. We always get screwed on the deal. Right? Look it up. You'll see I'm telling you the truth. As the partial government shutdown drags on, the consequences pile up. Republicans are starting to get antsy about finding the end game. The end game is simple. Don't go looking for it. It's right there. We want $5 billion for the wall, period. You know, Trump even said disappointingly to me, he said that he would take less than the five. How much are you willing to give me? They're not willing to give him anything. If they give it all in any way, they're going to see it as a loss. And if they come out of this with a compromise, they're going to see it as a win also. Any kind of compromise. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham, one of Trump's most outspoken Senate allies, and it wasn't always that way, hosted a meeting in his office Wednesday afternoon to explore possibilities. After Trump traveled to the Capitol to meet with the Senate Republicans, he and GOP leaders both, well, from both chambers, touted their unity and criticized Democrats for not budging. Not only are they not budging, they're not even willing to come to the table because there's nothing to speak about. I mean, unless they get in there and the president's willing to bow to their wishes, they're not interested. See, my attitude, dig your heels in, don't move. When you think about how much, and you've heard the number over and over and over again, what is it, 0.01% of the budget, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's such a minute, we waste that much money in a week. That's how simple, we waste that much money. President said the separate White House meeting with congressional leaders had been a total waste of time. And he blasted the Democrats, right? They're just not going to move. Now, it's funny because Schumer and Pelosi came out and said he threw a temper tantrum. Right? They said he blew a temper tantrum. Apparently, they were the only two that saw that because the other people in the room said that wasn't the case at all. He simply asked a question, right? Asked Pelosi, are you going to? Are you willing to give me money for the wall? She said, no. He said, then this is a waste of time. We're done. I would have done the same thing. The main reason they came there was to talk about the wall. She should have at least said, look, I'm not giving any money for the wall. You still want to meet. Right? And again, GOP lawmakers are worried. Don't be worried. Stand your ground. Don't let them steamroll you again. They urged us to remain unified, said Murkowski, who wants government agencies to reopen while negotiations between the White House and Democrats on the board. How could she want that? She's been there long enough to know. She's done the history. She knows what's going on. She said, I want to figure out how can we can provide security in this country, meet the president's priority there, address humanitarian issues, and do so much while we still have a functioning government. Rubio also said that Trump's main message to the Senate Republicans was stick together. Trump downplayed friction between the parties and some of the reports. Well, of course, you're not going to tell them everything that's going on. Senator Jerry Morgan out of Kansas said that Trump spent the first part of the meeting talking about his national security strategy related to Syria and North Korea. Subject to the border wall didn't come up until after the first half hour of the meeting. But again, I want to keep talking about this from a standpoint of you need to encourage your senators. You need to encourage your congressmen to stick with it, to stay with it. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, even I got calls about wanting to know how we can support our elected officials in staying with this. Well, I'll tell you how. Look, I can't look up everybody's and post everybody's. My God, if you want to support the border wall and you don't know who your elected officials are, think about it. You know, just type in congressman for Sioux Falls, congressman for Boston, congressman for San Francisco. It'll tell you who it is. And that's you got to do. This is why I always say to you, you got to do a little bit of your own homework. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I hope to God these guys can hold it together. I've never trusted them. You guys know that. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I don't trust them. Never have. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. 6-3. You know, let's do a little different story. You're hearing now with all this screaming and yelling how many lies there are around the fact that illegal aliens commit more crimes. Right? Every time that's brought up, you hear somebody say, you know, that's a lie. Somebody left anyway. And then the people on left will always say they commit less crimes, fewer crimes. And an article on The Lid, right, that's lidblog.com, actually lays it out that's not true at all. Right, it's a standard liberal talking point that illegal aliens commit fewer crimes than American citizens. National numbers comparing crime statistics for illegal aliens versus American citizens or legal immigrants who are not citizens and not recorded by the federal government to anyone who makes the claim that they're not being honest. And I told you that weeks ago. Do you really, if the police officers can't ask you what your immigration status is, how do they put that in a report anywhere? Congresswoman Cortez accused the president of lying and said immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than native-born Americans based on what's available. Listen, I didn't know this until recently. I don't know if some of you know this. But Hispanics are listed, or were listed, they've broken them out recently. In a lot of government reports, they're listed as Caucasians. I never knew that. I don't know why. You know, you had blacks and Caucasians and then Asian, you know, the whole breakout. But they didn't for the longest time. So how do you get accurate numbers on the Hispanic community for 20 years ago is almost impossible. That's why it's hard to believe some of these numbers they're putting out there. Even without the data being available, it's logical to suppose that in absolute numbers, illegal aliens do commit fewer crimes than citizens. After all, there are many more American citizens than there are illegal aliens. This is my joke. Look, when they say some jails are filled up with more blacks than there are whites and it's disproportionate and all that, my joke was always I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. Hardcore, 110% Italian. And those racist cops used to come to my community, and the only people they would arrest is Italians. Think about it. If you're going into these areas where the majority of people are Asian, black, Hispanic, Italian, what's the chances you're going to arrest one of those people in those areas? So it's all relative. It's all relational. The federal government does not release data that isolates illegal immigrants who commit crimes. They only look at citizens versus non-citizens. Non-citizens is not a good benchmark because it includes both legal immigrants who have not yet become citizens, illegal immigrants, and people who are just here on a visa. So there's no way to really break it up, so they have no way of knowing. We'll hear more on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up.
And my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, there's so many stories, I can't get to them. I want to get to every single one of them, but I can't. All right, let me finish up this one. You know, when we're talking about the crimes committed by illegal aliens, and how by saying, or the left is saying, that they don't, there's no proof. There's no studies, there's no proof that they actually commit more crimes. That's because they don't give the information. The police don't ask for it. Right? In a lot of places, they don't, I shouldn't say they don't ask for it. They don't report it. They don't write that. California, you can't use terms like illegal alien. Don't you remember a couple of years back when Jerry Brown actually hired people to scrub the term illegal alien from all the documents? And again, the federal government doesn't release data that isolates illegals. They have citizens and non-citizens. That's it. Isn't that exciting? Some states do record immigration status, and it's done in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. Texas is one of them, which I don't blame them. They've got a long border with Mexico. Now, Texas, what do they do? Let me see. They participate in the Department of Homeland Security's Priority Enforcement Program. Right? This enables DHS to work with the state and local law enforcement to take custody of individuals who pose a danger to public safety before those individuals are released into our communities. They get reported. They get logged in. In Texas, PEP begins at the local level when an individual is arrested and booked by a Texas law enforcement officer, especially for criminal violations of Texas law. The arrested individual's fingerprints are submitted to Texas DPS and subsequently to the FBI for criminal history. The same biometric data is also sent to DHS so that ICE can determine whether the person's immigration status and whether the individual is a priority for removal. So in other words, if you just came here illegally, and now you've been, I don't know, arrested for driving without insurance or without a license, whatever, you may make it into that system. The immigration status information is returned to DPS by DHS. The following report is based on the status indicated provided to the DPS. Now, for the purposes of the report, the term criminal alien... God, we have to play with these words, right? We have to have these word games. How about just a legal alien? Wouldn't that be simple? Criminal alien refers to an individual who has been identified as an alien by DHS. Also who has been arrested for a state criminal offense, typically a misdemeanor or higher. Now, individuals identified as being illegally present in the country may have had a Texas criminal history before their immigration status was known. DPS traditionally published criminal history data for illegal aliens' entire criminal history. Total convictions represent all crimes committed by illegal aliens, not only the crimes on the... So they put up a chart that in Texas in 1 year. Is that 1 year? Yeah. Total convictions were 238,000. Of those, 1,600 were homicide. Assault convictions were 25,000. Burglary, almost 10,000. Drug convictions, almost 35,000. You writing this down? Kidnapping, 400 plus. Theft, 14,000. Obstructing police, 22,000. Robbery, 3,500. Sexual assault, almost 5,000. Sexual offense, almost 2,500. Weapons, 3,600. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the illegals are very busy breaking law to me, does it? It's just amazing. If they're here illegally, and you see some of the people that have come across the border, I don't care. I don't want to hear about not putting labels on people, not watching how people are dressed or what they're doing or what they have on. You have to look at all that. You have to look at how they handle themselves, how they're putting themselves out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, first I thought it was pretty classy. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. I don't know if you saw that he sent out a tweet, which I thought was kind of weird, but sent out a tweet anyway. Explained that you were going to hear about he and his wife breaking up or possibly getting a divorce. And he put out what someone had said, well, you know, kind of classy, a classy tweet. Talking about how he'd been married to his wife for 25 years. And you know what? Things were civil, and he had to do it all over again. He would do the 25 years with her. And everybody got all gooey and wonderful feeling and thought it was great. And then you find out, on page 6 of the paper, that he's been having a relationship. Now, it's funny. They call it a relationship. Anybody else would call it an adulterous affair because they're not divorced. They're still married. They're still living together. The woman he's cheating on her with is still married to her, well, soon-to-be ex-husband. And he's cheating with a woman by the name of Lorene Sanchez. I remember her. She was morning news in L.A. for years. Lorene. The other woman, Sanchez. No. The world's richest man, Bezos, just announced his divorce from his wife for 25 years, Mackenzie. Sources said that Bezos, 54, and Sanchez, 49, who also worked as a helicopter pilot, got to know each other through her WMEIMG husband, Whitesell. Now, this guy, I guess Whitesell, or Patrick Whitesell, is one of the big deals when it comes to talent agents in Hollywood. You know, he's got Matt Damon, Kristen Bale, Kevin Costner, Hugh Jackman. Now, Patrick and Lorene. And Jeff were, it's funny. These people meet at these Hollywood parties, right? And, you know, they're drinking, they're having fun and all this other fun stuff. A lot of them have no foundations, no moral values or compasses. Just look where the Me Too movement, look where most of that comes out of. Right? And they wonder how this stuff happens. Now, maybe they don't wonder. I don't know. Now, apparently she was hired to work on a project of Jeff's. The Blue Origin. It's a space launch company. You know, when you read through some of these stories, when you see what's going on and you see how they interact with each other. I mean, I bet you this guy had people, women, whatever, throwing themselves at him forever. The amount of money he had. He built that business with her. Right? I mean, think about it. He started off with her. He built a business with her. They worked hard in the early days. I mean, not to be cold. He needs to be nice to her. I think he's worth over $100 billion, which makes him the richest man. I think, isn't he the richest man in the world? Yeah. I mean, she'd take him down in one swipe of a pen stroke, wouldn't she? He'd then be the half as richest man in the world. And she'd be right behind him. And deserving. I mean, he did a lot of work. Whether it's a woman, you know, whether it's the husband or the wife in a joint venture like this, they're both working their buns off. See if I can pull this off really quick. Bernie Sanders is pushing the block, or as a matter of fact, I think they did block it, a pro-Israel bill in Congress. Why would he do that? Why would he need to? See, this is, again, if I've got any of my Jewish friends listening to the show, why are you a Democrat? I'll never understand this for the life of me. U.S. Senate Democrats are reportedly seeking to block pro-Israel legislation introduced by Republican leadership. Senator Senators Ben Cardin, a Democrat out of Maryland, and Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat out of Maryland. Senator Bernie Sanders, well, he's listed as an independent, but we all know he's a Democrat. Each tweeted opposition to the vote to advance the legislation, citing the partial government shutdown over the past few weeks due to U.S. President Donald Trump not getting his funding for the wall. Why should the partial shutdown have anything to do with them in voting on a pro-Israel bill? The proposed measure rolls up four bills that were introduced in the previous Congress, but were not enacted before the end of the year. One that's included in the bills were to enhance U.S. defense and security assistance in the Middle East, improve the U.S. Israel strategic relationship, and enable state and local governments to fight the anti-Israel BDS movement. That's the one that bothers them. Look it up. They want colleges to be able to push against Israel. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.